So do you have to specify all your types of chametz when you sell it to a guy? In other words, write over the rabbi, permission to sell your chametz. Do you have to tell him you have cocoa puffs and you have rye bread and you have this type of chametz? Do you have to specify each and every type of chametz? So the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira writes that if a person sells everything in his house, the mechira is not a good mechira, or everything in a certain bag, it's not a good mechira, it's not a good sale, because the purchaser is not somech das. He doesn't have intent to really buy it because he doesn't know. It's like misachik bekuvia. It's like gambling. He has no idea what he's buying, and therefore the sale is not a good sale. The Magen Mishnah points out that the source of the Rambam is from Rav Haigon, but there is no source in the Gemara, the Magen Mishnah says, for such a chiddush of the Rambam. Nevertheless, the Rambam is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chosh Mishpat Reish Tes Aleph Derbeis, paskin the Rambam that if you sell a teva, you sell a bag, and you don't, or everything which is in the bag, or everything which is in the house, it's not a good mechira. In fact, the Be'er Halacha says, based on this, a person when he sells chametz needs to specify kol min chametz, every type of chametz that he's selling, otherwise you run into this problem of the Rambam. Okay, so it works b'dieved according to v'stei chemed, the Be'er Halacha says, but with chachila, you need to specify every item. And in fact, the Kinyan Torah, the Rav from Strasbourg, he paskened in his farm that you need to be a person should be machmer and list every type of chametz, and he brings a couple of proofs from Achronim that this is the halacha. The Ma'ad and Muzmanim as well. And Chelik Gimel Simon Reish Samach Tes, Rav Sternbach brings down that he's mistapik if the whole Mechira works at all. You know, if you just sell everything, you have to, if without specifying each type of chametz, maybe the Mechira shouldn't be a good Mechira based on all these Mar Makomos. Therefore, Lechachila, he says you should specify at least the Makomos where the chametz are, or at least the different types of chametz. So, Maisa, how come most of the Rabbanim that sell the chametz, when you write over to the rabbi, all you do is give the address, you don't really specify each and every type of chametz? So what's the pshat? What's the heter? So the Be'er Yitzchak brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva says, well, since our sales, it says in the sale document that it's going to be, if the price is going to be evaluated, you know, based on three people are going to appraise the value of the chametz. So therefore, it's not really like Misachi Pekuvia, our case, because our sales, you know, our document, the sale document, the contract, says that it's going to be appraised. And since it's going to be appraised, it's not like you're selling them a bag of, you know, of unknown quantity, because that quantity will eventually be appraised. Fine. However, the Igros Moshe doesn't like this answer and instead gives a different answer. He says, yeah, when one person sells all his chametz to a guy, so you need to specify each and every type of chametz. However, since what we do is we have a rabbin, we have a whole community that sells to the same guy, so therefore, he says, it's not a problem of selling someone a bag when you don't know what's in it, because every type of chametz is in it. The guy knows he's buying, you know, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda's chametz. Okay, he doesn't know where the cocoa puffs are coming from, but he knows he's getting cocoa puffs and fruity pebbles, and he's getting a bag of rye bread, and he's getting, you know, this type of chametz, a box of pasta. He knows he's getting each and every type of chametz, so therefore it's very different than the case of the Rambam, where you're just selling a bag which you don't know what is in it. Therefore, Moshe says you don't have to specify each and every type of chametz. A third answer you could give is based on the Yad Eliyahu and his Psachim and Simon Chav. He says that, in fact, chametz itself is specific. He's like, you're not selling just a bag which you're not sure what's in it. You're telling the guy you're selling him chametz. So that is specific enough, and that would be why our sales of selling all chametz is different than just selling a bag which with an unknown quantity in it, or whatever the goods in a bag. A fourth answer you can answer based on the Pesachei Choshen. The Pesachei Choshen brings from the Beis Yitzchak that if you sell one specific thing and a lot of unspecific things, in other words, some things which are not misuyam, in other words, I sell you a bag which has a diamond and other stuff in the bag, so that is considered a good sale, because really you're selling the specific thing that you mentioned, and everything else is like thrown in as like in addition to the sale, but something specific is being sold. So that would be a fourth answer. And a fifth answer, perhaps I was thinking you can answer based on the Sma. The Sma says that, why is this any different than Misachik Bekuvia that the Ramah says in general is okay? In other words, the Ramah says gambling is not a problem of, you know, Asmachta, we pass an Asmachta Kanya, and therefore you are allowed to gamble from a halachic perspective. The gambling is a good, you know, a good purchase, it's a good sale. If you gamble and you win something, those winnings are yours, because the loser knew he was going to lose. Says the Sma, this is very different over here. Why is our case very different? Our case is different because over here, you know, the seller knows what's being sold and the purchaser doesn't. So, however, the sma, according to the sma, if the seller doesn't know what he's selling and the purchaser knows what he's selling, then it's not a problem anymore. You run into a regular case of a smachta, and a smachta is kanya. So maybe over here, since the seller doesn't know what every item of chametz that's being sold, and the purchaser doesn't know what item is being sold, it's just like the regular case of a smachta, and the sma would say a smachta is kanya according to the Ramah, and therefore it's not a problem.